Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. is a step closer to providing coronavirus relief help to individuals, businesses, and states. The House of Representatives Monday evening passed a massive year-end bill that includes both a $900 billion coronavirus aid package as well as a $1.4 trillion in annual government spending. Funding. The Senate must now approve the measure before a midnight deadline expires to keep U.S. government funded. Officials at the White House have said President Donald Trump will sign the legislation. One of the main components of the coronavirus aid bill is $600 direct payments to most people. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said millions of Americans could begin seeing stimulus payments as soon as next week. A previous round of $1,200 stimulus payments was included in a much larger coronavirus relief bill back in March. President-elect Joe Biden praised the bipartisan spirit that produced the measure, which he called just the beginning. Speaking of the president-elect, Biden and his wife, Jill, received a coronavirus vaccination, rather COVID-19 vaccination, on television Monday to convince Americans that the inoculation is safe as the country surpassed 18 million confirmed coronavirus cases. Monday also brought the arrival of a vaccine produced by Moderna to sites across the U.S. The priority for the mass vaccination campaign is frontline workers, healthcare workers, and those in nursing homes, addressing some of the most vulnerable populations before expanding to others. President Trump, who was hospitalized with the coronavirus in October, has not said when he intends to get the vaccination. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote.